USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady are mourning the death of Queen Elizabeth. A statement said the Queen was a steadying presence in a world of constant change for decades. The Biden citing the Queen's unwavering commitment to duty and the imperishable power of her example. Other leaders reacting to the death of the Queen, including Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
She was thoughtful, wise, curious, helpful, funny, and so much more.
Her son Charles, the Prince of Wales, will assume the throne and will go by King Charles III. A public defender will represent the man accused of kidnapping and killing Eliza Fletcher in Memphis. Cleotha Henderson was in court on Thursday. That's where a judge denied a motion for the public defender's office to be removed from the case because of a conflict of interest due to previous representations of Henderson in a prior kidnapping case. Border agents are keeping millions of dollars of drugs out of California communities. The Border Patrol saying agents seized about $2.8 million worth of drugs at the Calexico and Andre ports of entry in Imperial County over the course of a week. The Pentagon is stopping deliveries of the F-35 aircraft due to a part being made in China. That's a violation of defense acquisition rules, but the Pentagon explains it's not a security issue. Lockheed Martin has already found another source for the part. Top Biden administration officials will be on the road to mark the anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The White House saying the president will speak at the Pentagon. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris and the second gentleman will be in New York City. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
California's grid operator continues to warn that continuous record high temperatures could lead to rolling outages. Appearing on Fox Business, Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall criticizes the state's energy policies, claiming they're expensive and unreliable.
I think energy policy, environmental policy, we should always talk about those together, but we have to take into account affordability and reliability.
Last week, lawmakers in California passed a bill that invests over $50 billion in climate change measures while supporting the state's last nuclear power plant. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is declaring a public emergency over the illegal immigrants being bused from Texas. Bowser saying her city is creating a special office to deal with the influx of illegal immigrants. Roughly 8,000 have been dropped off by Texas over the span of about 5 months. The mayor and other city leaders in the district proudly claim they're a sanctuary city. Most Americans want a maximum age limit for elected officials. That's according to a new poll from CBS News and YouGov. Over 70% of those polled say there should be an upper age restriction that would force lawmakers to leave office. Only 27% say they didn't agree with the idea. 70 received the most votes for what the appropriate age cutoff would be. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.